Climate change is being addressed in the South Pacific by looking at how they should address changes in rainfall patterns and temperature changes. In the Cook Islands, they've suffered from a serious drought, which has affected what they grow and how they grow it. I asked Selene Tyrer from the Cook Islands Centre for Research at the University of the South Pacific whether variable rainfall was the biggest concern for farming in the Cook Islands.
So for the changes in weather that have been major impacts in the Cook Islands, it has been our droughts. Although rainfall is being an issue, but it's more of the lack of rainfall. So with our droughts, with a lot of our growers, especially those who are really experienced, they are noticing this as like major issues, because with their experience, they're used to the droughts coming at certain times of the year so that they're able to prepare for it. But because of climate change and the seasons becoming more unpredictable, it's getting a bit harder for them to click on when they should start switching their methods and when they should start preparing for these droughts.
One of the things that you were focusing on was that you could actually look at what would grow under the current conditions rather than trying to make things grow when there wasn't enough water. But is there a problem also with what people like to eat and like to buy? Is that also a cultural issue?
Not so much a cultural issue, but more of a priority issue. So with our people, we are focused on providing food for our communities, but we're also very economically driven. And for the Cook Islands, we have a big tourism industry that's our main source of income. A lot of the growers tend to change the crops that they grow to suit the tourism sector. So they're growing more stuff like watermelons, cucumber, tomatoes. Although the locals love eating these, they try to grow more of those because they're more popular with our tourists.
And they sound like they need a bit of water as well.
Yes, yes, they do.
So that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is.
There's a lot of growers who have got a few tricks up their sleeve. What are some of the things that they're doing to cope with the lack of water?
So the interesting part with these guys is that because they've been growing for a very long time, they use a lot of traditional methods, one of which would be our te arapo. So it would be planting by the phases of the moon. Our fishermen use this calendar sometimes as well, but our growers use it a lot to help with growing our crops and to help help them predict the drought sometimes, which is something that our younger growers don't really have access to because they don't have their traditional knowledge yet, or they don't have that information yet.
What has Australia been doing for the Cook Islands, and what could they do?
That's a good question. So far, most of the collaborations with the Cook Islands have been with New Zealand and some of the Asian countries. So maybe this is a good time for Australia to come and either do some capacity building with us, share with us some of the systems that they use for their agriculture and their water management. Because for us, our islands are changing. We need new systems to be able to adapt to those changes.
One of our other speakers from Papua New Guinea was talking about private-public partnerships. Would maybe something like that help people in the Cook Islands?
Yeah, yeah. So one of the disconnects that was identified when Te Punawai Marama and our Ministry of Agriculture had the information session with our growers was that our tourism providers was saying that there is a gap in the market when it comes to the growers who have the produce and then the people in the tourism sector that want that produce. There's a bit of a gap trying to figure out like how do they get that and how do they supply that. And this even extends to exports as well. So a lot of our growers are ready and they are keen to be exporting some of their goods, but knowing how to do that, knowing where it can be sent, and a lot of the admin surrounding that, they would need a little bit more help with.
Selene Tyrer, Research Officer, Te Punawai Marama, Cook Islands Centre for Research, University of the South Pacific, and speaking with me there.